Kumlan Rabla Gemara, we are up to Dav Chav Tes Amid Aleph. We're trying to work out who the author of our Mishnah is. Our Mishnah says that chametz after Pesach by a Yid is forbidden. If you didn't get rid of it before Pesach, it is forbidden. And to eat or to have anah. But by Goy, it is permitted. So we asked who the author is, and we decided the first opinion was Rabbi Achabah Yaakov said it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's totally forbidden to eat chametz before, during, and after Pesach, but not by a goy's chametz, because he compares eating chametz to the iser of seeing chametz. And just like by seeing chametz, it says l'cha, your chametz is forbidden, not a goy's. So too, when it comes to eating chametz, it's only forbidden your chametz, not a goy. According to Moshe Shoenim, we're talking about having hana from a goy, and Rashi holds and tells us that even eating a goy's chametz. The Pnei Yeshua has a fascinating question. I don't have a Pnei Yeshua here in my house, so I don't remember what he says, but remember Yeshiva, he has a fascinating question. According to Rashi and Tosfos, not only should you be able to drink mashke from a goy on Pesach, you should be able to drink mashke from another yid on Pesach, because shalacheidin does not mean a goy. Shalacheidin means anybody else's chametz. So if you darshan shalcha I atoroy, you're not allowed to see your own chametz. Aval atoroy shalacheidin, you're allowed to see someone else's chametz, then what's the difference, a goy or somebody else, another yid? You should be able to eat chametz of another yid on Pesach, which is pretty astonishing. And I don't remember if he makes a distinction or not. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara will give other answers. And what I was going to say, that actually Rabbi Achabah Yaakov ultimately changed his mind, and he decided also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat a goy's chametz on Pesach. And then the Achrim questioned, how do they know which one he changed his mind from? But we'll get to that. Says the Gemara, we are up to where are we? We're up to Rava Amar. Rava Amar is about 13 lines from the top of the page. The last word of the line is La'olam. Rava gives another answer. You want to know who the author of our Mishnah is? It's Rav Shimon. Now, why was that problematic in the first place? Because Rav Shimon holds that after Pesach, even a Yitz Chametz is Mutar Bahana. How can the Mishnah say it's Asa? Says the Gemara like this. Rav Amar La'olam Rav Shimon. Lo Tamish Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Knosa Konis. Rav Shimon gave out a penalty. And what it means that even though technically according to the Torah post Pesach all chametz is permitted, but because you did not rid yourself of your chametz, the Rabbanim decided to penalize you. That, you know, because you think you'll have benefit after Pesach, you should know that you don't have any benefit from your chametz after Pesach. A kenosa konis, they've penalized you. Hoyil v'avarolah, since you violated Baal Yiro by a matzah, therefore we're penalizing you. Says the Gemara, bishleim l'ravim. According to Rava, our Mishnah makes sense. Because remember, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to that you are permitted to eat, you are permitted to have a goy's chametz after Pesach, but you're not permitted to have a yid. And then the Mishnah concludes because it says lo yeroe. Now, what do we say lo yeroe? If we learn like Rabbi Achabah Yaakov, that's Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that chametz is forbidden after Pesach, it has nothing to do with lo yeroe. Lo yeroe is an avera that only takes place during Pesach. But if you learn Rab Shimon, it makes sense. Rab Shimon is explaining, why do I say that the chametz after Pesach is forbidden? Midrabanan, because it says lo yiro during Pesach, and you didn't abide by it, therefore we penalize you. It's bishlam, Rabbi Hayin says, shall Yisrael lasam shum shenam, because it says lo yiro, makes sense, because that's explaining why we penalize you. El Rabbi Achabah Yaakov, according to Rabbi Yaakov, according to him, what's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says chametz is also after Pesach? Because we had three psukim, and if, according to that, mishum lo yeochel chametz boiler. He should have said, you know why it's forbidden after Pesach? Because it says lo yeochel chametz. Says the Gemara, how's Rabbi Achabah Yaakov going to explain the end of our Mishnah? And the Gemara will explain, you misunderstood. Rabbi Achabah Yaakov will learn that you misunderstood the end of the Mishnah. You think the end of the Mishnah is flowing on. We're still talking about post-Pesach Bayid. No, the end of the Mishnah is explaining why a goy's chametz is permitted after Pesach. It refers back to the beginning of the Mishnah. And it's telling you, you know why the goy's chametz is permitted? Because it says, lo yiro l'cha. You shouldn't see your chametz, but you're allowed to see a goy's chametz. And therefore, the same thing applies also. We said that we equate eating chametz and hanoh chametz to seeing. So therefore, a goy's chametz, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to hanoh. Mi sovereign, you think asefakoi, he's referring to the end, areshakoi. Go back to the beginning of the Mishnah explaining why a goy's chametz is permitted. V'hachakam, this is how you read the Mishnah. Chametz shanoch yiro l'pesach, chametz we're going to through a Pesach, mutar ba'anoch, permitted, ha'anoch, m'shanoch, said, lo yiro l'cho. Shalcho I atoro, you know, say yours, avatoro, shalchen, shal gavoya. The yalof we learn out, sa'oid da'achilam is sa'oid da'ir, we compare the sa'oid of eating from sa'oid of seeing. And then the Ozdul Tamayu, and in fact they are consistent. Rav and Abba Chava Yaakov, they are consistent with their argument, with their views, underneath another argument. Eat what we learn. Ha'oichel se'or shel nochri she'over olav ha'pesach. If you ate the se'or of a goy after Pesach, the divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rava says Rabbi Yehuda makes no distinction between a Yid and a Goy, just like a Yid's chametz is forbidden after Pesach, so too a Goy's chametz is forbidden after Pesach, surely during Pesach. Therefore, like it, you get Malkus. Whatever you get for a Yid, you get for a Goy. But Rabbi Achba Yaakov says, no, there's a distinction between a Yid and a Goy, because it says, lo yiro l'cho, and we compare Achila to seeing, and a Goy's chametz, you can eat after Pesach, hano after Pesach, and then we said during Pesach as well. And Rav Amar like it. Lo yalif Rabbi Yehuda, he does not say. Rabbi Yaakov, you don't get malchus. And more explains. Rav Amalek, why do you get malchus for eating goy's chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda after Pesach? Because lo yalif Rabbi Yehuda say lechir, you don't make that equation. And therefore he says, it says lo yachul, you're not allowed to eat chametz, doesn't make a distinction whose chametz it is. Or having hanna post Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov Amalek, ain't you don't get malchus, because yalif, sa'oida achilim is sa'oida diya. We equate the pasuk which talks about eating and enjoying chametz from the pasuk that talks about seeing chametz, and just like by seeing chametz it has to be your chametz, so too when it comes to eating or having hanah. Now the Gemara concludes, so that opinion of Achav Yaakov that seems to say that you're allowed to eat the goy's chametz on Pesach, hod be'er of Achav Yaakov mahi. Indeed, Achav Yaakov himself changed his mind. How do we know he changed his mind? The Tanya. We learned in a Braise the following. We learned in a Braise, and we're going to give different explanations on how to understand the Braise. We will see how Rabbi Achava Yaakov understands the Braise, and from his interpretation of Braise, it's quite clear that he contradicts what he says in the Gemara before. The Tzlachrei and others ask, how do we know which one he changed his mind from? Unless we know that it happened later or something. The Tanya, we learn the Braise. Ha'oichel chometz shel hegdish. You're not allowed to eat hegdish, obviously. If somebody steals some hegdish, you're called a moyel. You're stealing. And the law is as follows. If you did it by mistake, b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon, an atonement. It's called a carbon me'ila. And why? Because you stole something of value from hegdish. Plus you pay back the principal and you pay back a penalty as well. So he says over here, if you ate on Pesach, hegdish, but it happened to be chametz. And the question is, did you steal anything of value from hegdish? Because on Pesach, what value does chametz have? It has no value, nil, because you can't do anything with it. But if you learn like Rab Shimon, that after Pesach, the chametz is worth money, so even during Pesach, we had Navov of guarding if a dover hagoidim lemomen, sorry, heyim based on the bottom, if something itself has no intrinsic value, but tomorrow I can convert it into money, does it already have that, since it has that potential already built in now, can I say it has value today? We talk there about kachim kalim, if somebody steals kachim kalim, like a karmish shlamim, which, you know, and somebody has to buy another one, is it kimam and dummy? As if it already has value or not. So therefore, on Pesach itself, the chametz might not have any value, but after Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, it does. So therefore, if according to Rav Shimon, it has value after Pesach, does it have value right now already as well or not? Now, we learned that even after Pesach, according to Rav Shimon, it's forbidden midrabban, because of knas. That's only for individual, not for hegdish. Could be learned. Sholcha'i atoroya avlatoroya sholachenim sholgavoya. So therefore, the Gabbai can sell it and make money. So how do we view it? So it says over here, again, we know the Braise, ha'oichel, if somebody ate chametz shel hegdish b'moy during Yom Tov, his one opinion says, mal, you stole something of value from the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore you have to repay, bring a carbon milah and the penalty and everything else. B'yeshayim nimloim mal, you didn't steal anything. Now why not? We're going to give a number of explanations as to what's the crux of this argument. Man Yeshayim, who's the one who says he didn't steal anything of value in the Beis HaMikdash? So the first opinion is Omer Rabbi Yechonah said, Rab Nechunya ben Hakonihi. We have a concept called Kom Lei B'Derabba Menei. If somebody, let's say, burns somebody else's house down on Shabbos, because I've committed a sin that I'm going to get killed for capital punishment because I lit a fire on Shabbos, so then I'm exonerated from paying any money over to the person because Kom Lei B'Derabba Menei. In fact, what I just told you is not 100% true. It's actually an argument in Gemara Ksuvos because it's Misa Lezeh or Mamon Lezeh. I'm getting killed because I did something against Hashem. a religious thing. I lit a fire on Shabbos, and I owe money because I burnt somebody's house down. But another example is if I throw an arrow and I pierce somebody's beautiful mink coat and then goes right through the mink coat into his heart and kills him. Do I have to pay for the mink coat? We say, come labor derabba minei. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from the pasuk is if a man goes ahead and strikes a woman who's pregnant, and what says in the pasuk, v'lo yia asan, if nothing happened, if nobody else died, then you have to pay a certain amount of money. Sounds like if the woman died, then you don't have to pay any money because kam le midirabba minei. Now the question is, do we say kam le midirabba minei when it comes to karas? We know a capital punishment in the bezin. It says the different ways of learning. One I told you about lo yia asan, and the other one is kedei dish asa. The bezin can only punish for your crime. So we dashen mishum risha achas atam mechayva vi atam mechayva mishum shtei dishes. You're only liable for one crime, not for two. And we say kam leib derabba minei. What about by karas? Rabbi Chunim and Akana holds by karas the same thing applies. Then we have another opinion. Even when it comes to misa bedei shemayim, which we're going to have in my cut in the end, is one step lower, and we have this in Ksuvos, is an argument whether you say kam leib derabba minei. Rav Nechunya Akana says we learn from the pasuk lo yia asan, and we're going to read in this week's parasha. We read just last week that by Binyamin, Yaakov was very concerned that he didn't want to send Binyamin to go to Yosef because he said bekaro asan, an accident could take place, and that accident would have been bidei shemayim, and he calls it asan. So if we learn the concept of kam of Rabbanei from the lo yia asan, an accident didn't happen, then this is included in those accents. So Karis also, we would apply the rule of kam lei b'derabba minei. Rabbi Chunin HaKana says, since eating chametz on Pesach, you receive karas, so it's a question of kam lei b'derabba minei, therefore, you don't have to pay anything over to Hegdish, since you don't pay any money, you don't pay any penalty, there's no karba mila. The Tanya, we learn, Rabbi Chunin HaKana, Rabbi Chunin HaKana says, Hayoi says, Yom Kippur G'Shabbos, he treats Yom Kippur just like if you light somebody a fire on Yom Kippur, it's no different than Shabbos, we'll say kam lei b'derabba minei. Because he holds there's no difference if the bezin's a capital crime in a court, or in a jurisprudence here, or whether it's from the Eibishter Karis. Because he holds it's included in the word asr. And l'chayde, we know the law of me'ila only takes place if you did it b'sheg, you did it by mistake. So l'chayde, and we're talking about getting karis chametz is only if you did it b'mezit. So how can they reconcile these two? So Rashi already explains. You did amaze it on the chametz, so you know it's chametz, you don't care, but you didn't realize it was also kodesh. So as far as chametz is concerned, you get karis, kam leib derabba minei, and as far as kodesh is concerned, there should be me'ilah here, but there isn't because of kam leib derabba minei. Says the and therefore ma Shabbos mischayv and nafshei potter shlumin, just like Shabbos yichayv and you potter from paying av Yom Kippur mischayv and nafshei potter from shlumin. That's what he says. Yeah. Casey already explains by truma we do have to pay if you ate truma's chametz on Pesach, even though the chayder truma if you ate yichayv misa b'dei shemayim, which the same apply the same rule of kam leib derabba minei. So he says here that the reason is because by truma you're paying back, it's more a kapara, an atonement, and therefore kam leib derabba minei takes away monetary penalties, which is a punishment, or you owe the money, a debt. But when it comes to a kapara, we don't want to rob you from your kapara, so therefore you have to pay there as well. Anyway, let's continue tomorrow. So that's one explanation. Comes along Rabbi Yosef, and he said, no. I'll give you a totally different explanation altogether. Comes along Rabbi Yosef. You think that it has value, and therefore you're saying that if it has value, what's going on here? How come one opinion says you do have to pay when you don't? So we say that it depends on Comes along Rabbi Menei. However, I say that the only one who I hold that Dover HaGoyim L'Mammon is not K'Mammon Dami. It has no intrinsic value because tomorrow it has value, but today it doesn't. To me, it doesn't have value at all. And the only one who would hold that chametz has value on Pesach, Rabbi Yosef Glili, because he holds that it's permitted to have a no on Pesach. So what's the argument? We're talking about Yosef Glili. You're allowed to have a no on Pesach. And the argument is, okay, you're allowed to have a no, but you can't eat it. If I redeem, can you redeem, in other words, today, does it have value to Bezin? The only value Hegdish has is it can sell it. But the person who buys the chametz on Pesach, right? Cannot eat from it. So can you, and when you buy it, you're redeeming it. Are you permitted to buy something, but the only thing I'm limited to do with it is from Hegdish is Hano, what is, feed my animals with it, because I cannot eat it myself. So the question is, if you're poyde kochim lahachilin leklovim, can you redeem kochim where you yourself cannot eat it, consume it, but rather you give it only to your animal? Is it appropriate way of redeeming something from Hegdish, which used to be Kaddish, or do we say once it's no longer Kaddish, you can do with it whatever you want? So it goes as follows. That's the argument. Manda Amam Molavona says that you are Moyal, that you're stealing from Hegdish, somebody holds. Poidin as a Kaddish has value because you can redeem it from Hegdish today, according to Isaac Lili, to do what? To feed your animals. But Manda Amam Loimor, the one who said that no. That it has no value, you didn't see it from Hegdish holds. When you buy something from Hegdish, you redeem it only for human consumption, not to feed animals. So it holds ain't poisonous, pasnish, you don't give it to the animals, so therefore it has zero value because nobody can redeem it. And therefore you didn't steal anything from Hegdish. You didn't steal anything from Hegdish, yeah. Tesis has a whole discussion that L'choyde, it's only if it's Kedushas Haguf, if the animal itself is holy, and then you could, if you want to redeem it because of the mum or whatever, the defect happened afterwards. But if something was already had a defect prior, it's only Kedushas Damim, then everyone agrees that you can redeem it and give it to your, and give it, what do you call, to your dog and everything else. So Tesis explains it's only that Midrabbanon, regardless, the one who says you're not allowed to redeem Hegdish to feed your animal, holds Midrabbanon, no matter what case it is, you're not allowed to. Now this is a big chiddush of Tesis. If it's only Midrabbanon, that means Mahatoira, you could redeem it, so Mahatoira has value, so if Mahatoira, you stole from Hegdish. So the Rabbanon comes along and says it has no value, so what? But Mahatoira, it has value, so Mahatoira, you committed a crime. How can the Rabbanon come and take away a crime that Mahatoira? So he explains, and this is an important yusoid, we say that since the Rabbanon come along, and say that Lepoil you cannot redeem it, then who cares if Mahatoila you could? The fact that Rabbanon don't allow you means that it has no value. Rabbanon quashed the value completely, eliminated the value of this item completely. Okay, that's Rabbi Yis's understanding. Comes along a little further. Rabbi Acha bar Rava Tana. It's not Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, it's Rabbi Acha bar Rava. He has another third explanation. Tana, he learns. Interesting. We just had Rabbi Yosef who gave us an explanation. Come to Rabbi Acha bar Rava and gives us another explanation in Rabbi Yosef. Remember, Rabbi Yosef forgot, so maybe he, one time of his life he gave one explanation and later on he gave another explanation. And it goes as follows. The Kuliyama, everyone agrees, ain't poison, it's a kachel achil klum. Everyone agrees it's a pasnish, it's inappropriate to redeem Hegdish in order to feed your dogs. So what's going on here? Let's go back to the original way. They're arguing according to Rabbi Shimon. During Pesach it's forbidden to have a noah, but post-Pesach it is, you're allowed to have a noah. And the question is, that in itself is the argument. Something that today has no value, but tomorrow will. So it has a potential value. Do we view the potential value as if it's already there, and therefore you stole something of value from the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say the fact that it has a potential is irrelevant? Right now it has zero value, therefore you did not steal from Hegdish. This is an argument. Do we say that something that eventually will turn into money already has value? The one says you steal from Hegdish, so it has value already now because it has a potential to turn it into value tomorrow. The one says he holds that is lav kimamun dami. It's not like mammon. Okay, now comes to the point that we're trying to bring out. Rab Acha bar Yaakov Omar, he says, everyone holds that if you held like Rab Shimon, that tomorrow it has value, then today it also has value. Because potential value is real. It just has to be realized, but it's real. You know what the argument is? Hocha bepluktet Rab Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. In this very question, is Chametz Mutter after Pesach? In other words, if your Chametz is permitted after Pesach, then today already has a potential to have value, then you stole something of value from the Beis HaMikdash. But if you hold that tomorrow it will be Asa just as well, then today it had no value and you're not liable. Now, remember, the Beis HaMikdash is, when it says in the Pasuk, don't see L'cha your Chametz, and we dash that Heil Beis HaMikdash, L'cha Iyetera, you cannot see your Chametz, you can see someone else's, we said a goy, whatever, someone else's, Vishel Gevoya, and the Beis HaMikdash. So l'chayda, according to Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov, he told us that a goy's chametz or was permitted after Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, which would, by the same token, hegdish's chametz after Pesach should be permitted. And yet over here he's explaining that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chametz is forbidden after Pesach, and therefore it has no value on Pesach. Obviously, he changed his mind that according to Rabbi Yehuda, all chametz is also after Pesach, yid's or goy's. Everybody chametz, which is an amazing thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, life would be very difficult. You cannot go into a goy's store and buy anything after Pesach. For weeks until they clear out everything that they had during Pesach, all the chametz of the Pesach, even though it's a goy, thankfully the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The plukta that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Agi, manda, the one that says loin mal is kerab Yehuda, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. A manda, amam mal is kerab Shimon, holds like Rabbi Shimon. That says the Gemara, but not the most leading to their point. But Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov, who domad, he's the one who says Rabbi Yehuda yaliv sa'or da achila misa'ordiria. He's the one who quotes eating to seeing, and just like by seeing, Hegdish you're allowed to see. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hegdish you should be able to eat post-Pesach, have an or even during Pesach. And Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's forbidden after Pesach. Elohod be Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov mehahi. Rabbi Acha ben Yaakov changed his mind from that. So we see he changed his mind from that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ashi Yoma, a fifth explanation, comes along Rabbi Ashi and says, I'll tell you, no, the argument is if you're stealing from Hegdish or not. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, ain poidin. Everyone agrees you cannot redeem Hegdish to feed your animal, it's inappropriate. And everyone agrees that Dovar HaGoyil Mamun Lav Kamamun, it has no potential today, just because tomorrow has potential for tomorrow, today it has no intrinsic value. V'hoch, and no, the argument is, the argument of Yesi Haglili Rabbanon. Rabbi Yesi Haglili says that it's permitted to have Hano on pace on thing. So he holds like Rabbi Yesi Haglili says that you're allowed to have Hano today. So, you, not that you can buy it to feed your animal, because you're permitted to have Hano today, you can buy chametz on Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and what Hano can you have? You cannot feed your animals, but you can burn it. And while you're burning, you can cook something, you can or enjoy the fire. And therefore, he says it has value. And the one who says that you are not Merhoz of the Rabbanon, that says you don't have any benefit whatsoever. You can leave it till tomorrow, but today it has no value whatsoever. So he says, if Hocha be plukta de Rabbi Yisi, glibe rabbon glibe. Man, dom, one says, mol, hold like Rabbi Yisi. Why, that you can have benefit from it. And therefore, because you can't have benefit, that's all right. And therefore, you're stealing from Hegdish something of value. Man, dom, alay, mol, the one who says that you're stealing nothing of value, holds like the rabbonim. You cannot have any benefit during Pesach, and the fact that it has a potential benefit after Pesach doesn't help, even according to Shimon, does not help today. Now Tosfos learns a very important halacha, which is very controversial. Tosfos learns, so you're telling me, according to Rabbi Yisi Haglili, you're allowed to buy the chametz in order to burn it and enjoy the fire. Now, even according to Rabbi Haglili, it says in the Torah, lo yiro lecha, you're not allowed to see chametz. Whether you're permitted to have benefit or not, there's still a problem of lo yiro lo yimatzei. How can the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yisi Haglili, you could buy the chametz in order to burn it, and therefore your food is cooking, and therefore it has value today? How can you buy the chametz? Says Tosfos. Actually, we should learn it inside. Four lines in the bottom. If you have a Tosfos, I'll just read it to you because it's a big yisoid. It's a Gemara of Tzadik Vav and Aleph in the bottom of the page. Machlekes Rashi. Mekan mechiach ri. The Ri learns from me a very important halacha. Shahamashe chametz bePesach. You have chametz in your house on Pesach, and you want to. You found chametz. You have to make a fire, so you leave it there because you're going to get matches, or you're going to start a fire somewhere. Those 5 minutes it takes you to get the matches, to retrieve the matches, are you liable for bayirah bayimatzeh? Because that everyone agrees. Every single second you see the chametz in your house, you're bayirah bayimatzeh. We had yesterday. We talked about tashbisu. There's an argument every second, but bayirah bayimatzeh there is. So are you able by Rabbi Matzah until you burn it? Says Tosfos. Mekan, from here I learn out. Shahamashe chametz bePesach v'daito levari. If you leave chametz in your house on Pesach, but your intention is to burn it, ainu eiva ba'isa shia. You have not committed aveda during those 5, 10, 20 minutes. Doesn't matter. We see from this Gemara right here. Kadiyam, if you say oiva, if you are oiva, akati, am maimol, Rabbi Yisi. L'chayre, if you're going to say that you're over every single second, then why does Rabbi Yossi say you stole something of value from Hegdish? Hamiyad kishayiv de ois, as soon as you redeem it, who shall lie, it's his. Umayde Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Mayde de shulchoi ataraya, by your matzei, so it has zero value. And what do you mean? You're telling people you can go ahead? You can go ahead and buy. You'll be a bayirah. Elavade le oiver. Surely you have not been oiver. What's the logic? What do you mean? Because I want to set a fire 10 minutes from now, I'm not oiver these 10 minutes. Why not? Says Tosha. The reason is the time in which the lawyer nitig lase. Tosha says that bayirah by yemotze is a lav hanitig lase. For example, it says in Tosha you're not allowed to steal. And then the Torah says, "V'heishiv esagzei lasher gozel." If you stole something, you have to return it. You don't get lashes, turn on lashes for stealing. Why not? You committed a sin. Because whenever the Torah gives you a lava and the Torah gives you a way to rectify it, you are not over. Well, having a makas, a whole agma of Yerchan Ishlokis, of Tezvav, how it works exactly. Says Tosis, chametz, having chametz and pesach is a lava, don't see the chametz, but nitig lasei, it can be fixed up by burning it. And therefore, you're not over. So that's why you're not over. So a lot of Achrayim want to learn that Tosfos is only limiting this chiddush to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who bechlal has a view that much more relaxed about chametz. But according to everybody else, you're definitely over every second. Others say no. There's a lot of Shagas Ari on this and other things which you don't have time to do right now. Let's continue the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Two dots. Now, very quickly, we had this Gemara Chulin of Edizara. If something treif falls into something kosher, so the rule is we always know batel b'shishin, but it's not so simple. We have two possibilities. You have either min b'minoy or min b'she'ena minoy, which means if a piece of steak, treif, falls in with a bunch of other steaks, which are kosher, that's called min b'minoy. It's the same kind. Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'minoy afilu be'elef le'batel. If it's the same kind, it doesn't get nullified. They reinforce each other. He brings a raya from kippur, dama parva, dama soya. He holds a min b'minoy, even a mashu, forbids the whole thing. The Chachamim say that min b'minoy is batel b'shishim. Actually, it's batel b'roiv. It's batel, if you have two kosher steaks and one treif steak, the majority of kosher is good enough, but we're going to say 60. The Rabban. Min b'she'ena minoy, there everyone agrees it gives flavor. It's batel b'shishim. Even though you can have an expert testing it, but we may make an assumption here. If you don't have a kfeil, you don't have an expert, it's batel b'shishim. So now, we're not going to talk about there's a difference whether it's liquids or whether it's dry things. So comes along, Rav is going to say that chametz on Pesach is also b'mashu. If it got mixed up in food, even a mashu, it forbids the whole thing. Why? Because Rav paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino yafil b'efil b'otel. No, it's not a unique din in chametz. It's a din in any treif. Min b'mino yafil b'efil b'otel. So the chiddush of Rav is that normally ain't a minoy. If chametz falls into something which is pesadik, it's einoy minoy. Rav says we're going to be machmir on Pesach. I'm going to make because min bin minoy. Since chametz is karis, we're going to be strict, and because min bin minoy, I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda even a mashu. So we're going to paskin that a mashu even min b'she'einoy minoy. That's what Rav comes along and says, and then he says the same thing will apply. Also, we'll see in a minute. After Pesach, says the Gemara, Omar Rav says chametz, and the Gemara will explain this in a minute. Bismane on Pesach, bein b'minoy, whether it falls into, let's say a matzah which became chametz, falls into a bunch of other matzahs, which is yavish b'yavish, according to those who hold that the same rule applies there. Bein shaloi b'minoy, whether it falls into some cooked item which is pesadik, shaloi b'minoy, also, it is forbidden, we'll soon see, even but a mashu. Shaloi b'zmanoy, but if it's, let's say, loi b'zmanoy, after Pesach, there, after Pesach, we're going to limit it to the rule because there's no longer any kodesh. So, b'minoy aser, it's aser. Why? Because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda that even a mashu, min b'minoy fil be'ev le'batul, even 1,000 times as much, it would have not been nullified. But, shalai b'minoy mutter, then it's mutter for shishim. Now, b'may askin, what are we talking about? Ilay le'benoy sin tam, if we're talking about that it gives taste, shalai b'zmanoy after Pesach, shalai b'minoy, the Gemara took it literally. That after Pesach, if it fell into Loi B'minoy, it's mutter even 1 to 2. If it's still giving flavor, now it's less than Shishim, Shaloi B'minoy mutter. If it falls into something different than what it itself is, it is permitted. Hayahiv Taimer, this taste of chametz, and you're not allowed to have it. Ela B'mashu, we're talking about the slightest amount. So this is how we explain it. Chametz bizmani on Pesach, bein b'mini, whether it's min b'minoi, the same kind. Bein shalei b'mini falls into something different. Also, why? Rav l'tameh. Rav is consistent with the Yud Omer, who says, Tavayu kol yisurin shebetoyda, all these are in toyda, b'minoi b'mashu. If it's the same thing, it's also with a mashu. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And shalei b'minoi nois and tam. And if it's different, it's only 60 times. But Rav on Pesach is so machmeh because of chametz karet, gozar chametz bizmanoi, shalei b'minoi, otem minoi. He said, you know what, on Pesach we're going to decree that even if it's ein b'minoi, we're going to interdict and say that it's awesome. Or b'shalei bizmanoi, after Pesach, where there's no karet involved, is b'minoi if it's the same kind, awesome. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'minoi, fill the bottle. But shalei b'minoi will allow it 60 times. If it's a mashu, then it's permitted straight away, mutter. Why? Because we're not going to make a gzeira. The shalei bezmanai, because if it's after Pesach where there's no chorus, u'shalei b'minai, and it's a different mean, otu minai, to say, let's be gzeira, let's proscribe it, because we are worried that next time we'll be b'minai, kuli ala gazinan, that far we don't go. That's Rav. Shmuel says, in principle, I agree with Rav that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minai, afila be'elef le'bottle, it's forbidden even a mashu, but I don't make gzeiras. Chametz bizmanoi, if it's on Pesach, I hold b'minoi osir. If it falls, if a matzah became chametz, falls into other matzahs or similar, shleibim is osir, fine. Or b'shleibim b'minoi mutter, if it's not b'minoi mutter, I don't make any gzeidahs. If it's a mashu, it's mutter, because it's so little. Or b'shleibim bizmanoi, if it's after Pesach, bein b'minoi, bein shleibim b'minoi mutter, I hold after Pesach permitted. Why? We'll see in a minute. Why after Pesach, min b'minoi is permitted? We learn chametz over Pesach is also. She explains. Chametz bizmanoi b'minoi osir is osir k'shmul tamei. The Rav Shmuel and Rebbe, but Rav Shmuel both say, kol yisurin shebetoyda, b'minoi is osir b'mashu. If it's min b'minoi, a mashu asses it. Or b'shalei b'minoi, if it's like minoi, b'nois and tam. Then you need 60 times. It's enough. Or b'shalei b'minoi, or to minoi, because he doesn't believe in this gzeira that because min b'minoi is a mashu, will on Pesach we're going to say min b'she'en min osir mashu. What about shalei after Pesach? Bein b'mina and bein shalei b'mina mutarim. Why? Kerab Shimon. Kerab Shimon holds that chametz after Pesach is permitted mahatoda. Even though Rava said we have a knas, the Gemara will ask it soon. However, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan says, I paskin like the chachamim that even min b'mina is bottle b'shishim. Is Rabbi Yechanan amar chametz bizmanai chametz on Pesach bein b'mina. Bein shalei b'minoi os is forbidden only b'nois and tam. I hold the notion as mashu. Only avoid as mashu. There's no mashu over here. And by mashu over here is bottle b'shishim. On Pesach, no different than treif. If a piece of chametz falls into a pot, it's bottle b'shishim. Shalei b'zmanai, I'll agree with Shmuel. Bein b'minoi, shalei b'minoi is mutter. I explains. Chametz b'zmanai in the time. Bein b'minoi is b'nois and tam. Why? Rabbi Yechanan time made down. Rabbi Yechanan shalei b'zmanai. They hold. We don't pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold kol yisun shebetoyda. Bein b'minoi. Bein shalei b'minoi, b'nois and tam, 60 times. Shalei b'zmanai after Pesach, bein shalei b'minoi mutarin k'rab Shimon, like Rab Shimon. Comes along Rav and says, Hilchos the halacha. What's the halacha? Very important in halacha of Pesach. Chametz, I tell you this, b'zmanai in the right time, in Pesach, bein shalei b'minoi, osa in a mashim. K'rab, like Rav. But not for the reason that I've said, like Rav. We should know that what? On Pesach, a mashu is forbidden, Aaron kim min b'minoi, Aaron kim min shalei b'minoi, and the way the Gemara says is Kerav, sounds like he holds like Rav, that we pass him like Rav Yehuda, and Rashi, this is what Rashi says right here, all over Shas, and a number of Hashem, that looks like Rav Yehuda, min b'minoi, I fill the bottle, if a piece of tray falls in meat, into the same meat, I fill the elef loy bottle, it's not bottle of mashu asses, it's only min b'eina b'minoi that is mutter. That's how Rashi and others learn. You see right here, Rav Paskins on a Pesach is also mean b'min shei minay because he holds like Rav. And why be'ein the minay l'chayshi be'ot l'shishi? Because he makes a gzeda. Shalei b'zmanai, but if it's after Pesach, bein b'min l'minay mutter k'rab Shimon. Tosa disagrees with Rashi. Tosa holds that Pesach is unique. Really, the halach is min b'min is b'ot l'shishi. But Pesach is unique. Why are we machma Pesach? Either because of chumra of chametz you get chorus, or because chametz is called a dover sheyesh le'matir, which we learn about in Gemara Bein, Abay's over there, that something that today is forbidden but tomorrow is permitted, we are very strict. Why rely on rules of nullification when you can wait one more day? Wait till after Pesach, everything is permitted. That's Ri. Rabbein Atam learns that in fact the halacha is that not like Rashi, but min b'mina min b'she'ena is bottle b'shishim. which is like Tosfos, not like Rashi. They hold Hapi Alocha, even Min B'Mina is Batel B'Shishim. Or Aki Batel B'Rav, and we're just Rabban is Batel B'Shishim. You don't even need Shishim, Rav is enough. But he takes out the words B'Mashu K'Rav. In fact, his Gisa was that Chometz B'Zmana, Bein B'Mina L'Mina, is Davki B'Shishim, Davki M'Nais and Tam. In fact, his difference is Nahol Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, a final Halacha, on Pesach, we are Machmir, like Rabban, Min B'Mina, Min B'Sheini M'Mina is Aser, is even a Mashu. But in the rest of Hilchos Kashrus, Min B'Mina is Batel B'Shishim. Says the Gemara after Pesach, Rabbi Shimon Knosser, why are you saying after Pesach is permitted if it got not, if it got mixed in? But the Chayit is still also going to Rabbi Shimon Knas. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mila Beina, only if it's on its own. Avil Aide Teruvus Lahi, but if it's through a mixture, it's not also. Only if it's on its own, but not if it's through a mixture. But also Rabbi Tamei, Rabbi's consistent with his view. Dama Rabbi says, Ki Havina Beirav Nachman, I was Beirav Nachman. He says that after Pesach, I hold like Rab Shimon. And you know when Rab Shimon says that Chometz is also after Pesach, if it's on its own. But if it was in a compound, it was in a mixture, then even after by a person, a Yid, who had Chometz in his possession, but it was in the, it was over Pesach, but it was part of a mixture, then the Chachamim did not count in it. Only if it's Be'ein, if it's on its own. And how do I know that? Because Rab Nachman said, Ki Avinofki, Shiva Yen Pesach, when Pesach was over, even though we call the Shiva and the Pesach, it's just an expression, Shiva Yen and the Pesach. But really in bubbles, 8 days. Amalani said, Puka, go out with Zvinu and go ahead and buy Chamira Chometz, the B'nai Chela, from the soldiers here, even though they baked it on Pesach itself. You can go ahead and buy it. After Pesach. That Chometz, and in other words, what do we see from there? Who holds that a goy's chametz after Pesach is permitted? Rabbi Shimon. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a goy's chametz after Pesach is still forbidden. So we see clearly from here that Rabbi Paschal is like Rabbi Shimon, that after Pesach is permitted. So therefore, according to Paschal Rabbi Shimon, he says that it's only usher if it's be'ein on its own, but if it's a part of a mixture, then it is permitted. Okay, we'll end the Gemara here.